जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन जारी यमुना तीरावन जारी माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस विराज गाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सदस्य श्रीमद अभयचरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की संवेद भक्तवृंद की दाय गौर प्रमानंदी ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांदस्य अज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति शपदान्तिकम् नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम राम हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेष भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवद्युत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी हरे कृष्ण। Srila Prabhupada ki. So this morning we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 11, text 19. Thank you. So 19 is here. So, okay. Varamukhyascha shatasho. Yanaistaddarshano sukaha. Lasat kundala nirvhata. Kapula vadana shriya. Varamukhyascha shatasho. Yanaistaddarshano sukaha. Lasat kundala nirvhata. Kapula vadana shriya. Varamukhyascha shatasho. Yanaistaddarshano sukaha. Lasat kundala nirvhata. Kapula vadana shriya. Varamukhyascha shatasho. Yanaistaddarshano sukaha. Lasat kundala nirvhata. Kapula vadana shriya. Varamukhyascha shatasho. Yanaistaddarshano sukaha. Lasat kundala nirvhata. Kapula vadana shriya. Varamukhyascha shatasho. Yanaistaddarshano sukaha. Lasat kundala nirvhata. Kapula vadana shriya. Varamukhyascha shatasho. Yanaistaddarshano sukaha. Lasat kundala nirbhata. Kapula vadana shriya. Varamukhyascha shatasho. Yanaistaddarshano sukaha. Lasat kundala nirvhata. Kapula vadana shriya. Varamukhyascha shatasho. Yanaistaddarshano sukaha. Lasat kundala nirbhata. Kapula vadana shriya. Thank you. Now it's meanings. Varamukhya. Well-known prostitutes. Cha. And. Satashaha, hundreds of yanais, by vehicles. Taddarshana, for meeting him, Lord Sri Krishna. Utsukaha, very much anxious. Lasat, hanging. Kundala, earrings. Nirbhata, dazzling. Kapula, forehead. Vadana, face. Shriyaha, beauty. Now the translation. By His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada ki jaya. At the same time, many hundreds of well-known prostitutes began to proceed on various vehicles. They were all very eager to meet the Lord, and their beautiful faces were decorated with dazzling earrings which enhanced the beauty of their forehead. Nice, wonderful. Okay. So, yeah, I'm going to speak on this interesting topic. okay. I've just prepared a little bit of whatever in a short notice. If I say something wrong, please correct me and make it pleasant for everyone to hear. Okay. Okay, I forgot my glasses again today. We may not have even let me see. That works. Let's see. That works a little bit. Yeah. We may not hate even the prostitutes if they are devotees of the Lord. Even to date, there are many prostitutes in great cities of India who are sincere devotees of the Lord. By tricks of chance, one may be obliged to adopt a profession which is not very adorable in society, but that does not hamper one in executing devotional service to the Lord. Devotional service to the Lord is uncheckable in all circumstances. It is understood herewith that even in those days, about 5,000 years ago, there were prostitutes in a city like Dwarka. My goodness. Where Lord Krishna resided. This means that prostitutes are necessary citizens for the proper upkeep of society. The government opens wine shops, but this does not mean that the government encourages the drinking of wine. The idea is that there is a class of men who will drink at any cost. And it has been experienced that prohibition in great cities encourages illicit smuggling of wine. Similarly, men who are not satisfied at home require such concessions. And if there is no prostitute, then such low men will induce others into prostitution. It is better that prostitutes be available in the marketplace so that the sincere sanctity of society can be maintained. It is better to maintain a class of prostitutes than to encourage prostitutes within society. The real reformation is to enlighten all people to become devotees of the Lord, and that will check all kinds of deteriorating factors of life. And it goes on. I just remember one story told by Mahatma Prabhu. He said there's a lady in this country who runs a special talk show. Yeah, talk show, right. Thank you. The other way around, right? Talk show. So she's very strong, strong personality. She's religious also, very much conservative. And she runs the, what's that, show talk, right? Talk show. So talk show, and she invites the young girls, who are women, for counseling. So one girl calls and she presents her situation. She's coming with this issue that her boyfriend been with her 3 years now, but he doesn't want to get married. So she said, do you have sex with him? She said, yes. Okay. So how much are you charging? This was already kind of ashamed of what I have to charge. So he said, no, you have to understand, you're not married and you are freely having sex with someone, then you are a prostitute. He is not going to marry you, but at least you should be getting paid. So, you know, so at least she has this kind of viewpoint. If you're not married, it's not good for you. So, you know, Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, dharma viruddho bhuteshu kamoshmi bharatarshava. The sexual desires, which is within the, okay, which is not against dharma, that means within the marriage life, then that is me, that's me, Krishna says. So, within the, what's it called? Wedlock, right? Within the wedlock, it is fine. Outside the wedlock, it's bad luck. That's a bad luck. So, the girls who don't want to be chaste, those who do not behave as chaste, they are in the category of prostitutes. So then that, therefore it is, you know, as Manusmriti says, nastri svatantrem arhati, it's, you know, no woman should be given independence. As Srila Prabhupada explains how the women are protected. In her childhood, she is protected by father. In her youth, when she is married, she is protected by her husband. And when she is old, or her husband is no more present, then she is protected by her children, by her sons. So, Srila Prabhupada emphasizes, you know, in any cause, the women should not be given the freedom. It is on, right? Okay. So, now next to Srila Prabhupada, in the purport, I mentioned the story of Birla Mangal Thakur. Birla Mangal Thakur, a great acharya of Vishnu Swami Vaishnava sect, in his householder life, he was overly attached to a prostitute who happened to be a devotee of the Lord. So, as we can see that how in the society, the structure was quite different in those days, and therefore you see like strange here, the prostitute being devotee. How is that possible? You know, because you know, as a devotee, we don't do such kind of profession. So, that's what Srila Prabhupada says here. Was that by the trick, or somehow or other, one is put in that situation. But at the same time, you know, one is a devotee, so they should not be neglected. They should not be outcasted. Should be accepted, and they should be given a place in the society. Okay, overly attached. One night, when the Thakur came to Chintamani's house, that's the girl. In torrents of rain and thunder, Chintamani was astonished to see how the Thakur could come on such a dreadful night after crossing a foaming river which was full of waves. She said to Thakur Birla Mangal that his attraction for the flesh and bone of an insignificant woman like her would be properly utilized if it could be diverted to the devotional service of the Lord to achieve attraction for the transcendental beauty of the Lord. Sounds heavy, right? She kind of chastised in a way that he could really get it, understand what's, really he was wrong. So, it was a momentous hour for the Thakur, and he took a turn towards spiritual realization by the words of a prostitute. Later on, the Thakur accepted the prostitute as his spiritual master, and in several places of his literary work, he has glorified the name Chintamani, who showed him the right path. So even being a prostitute, they have profession. They do such, the profession may be degraded, but at the same time, in the heart, they are devoted to Krishna, or at least they have attraction to Krishna. Or you can say they understand the philosophy, right? Mahavishnu Maharaj told the story of the Bilamangal Thakur, who he was in the previous life. Bilamangal Thakur, in his previous life, not in the same life, but his previous life, was a highly elevated devotee, sannyasi actually. Sannyasi, and he used to perform Bhagavat festivities. Bhagavat festivities. And he would feed hundreds of people, and he spent a lot of money. At one point, he got no money, no more money, to do the festivities. So then he was traveling to find some ways to get some money. So at one place, he saw that a king's daughter, the princess, had died, and everyone came to the funeral ceremony. And the princess, because she's a princess, king's daughter, she was all decorated with jewels and pearls and gold and everything. So, she was burned that way. So he was watching this from the distance. So as everyone left, went back home, so this sannyasi came to this dead body, the burnt body. What is it called? Corpse? Yes. So he was thinking, what's a pity, it's a dead body and they're putting so much jewel and so much wealth just to get burnt. It should be utilized in the service of Krishna. So he approaches that the corpse to pick up all these jewels and the gold. So as he approaches, there's a sound comes from the dead body, from the corpse. Hey, stop! It's not good for you to do such elevated personality like you, touching this corpse and getting out from this, not good. If you really want this wealth, go to my father. In my room, under my bed, there is so much treasure. You mention this to the king, to my father. He will give you this. So he really took it, and then he went to the king, and he mentioned, he said that I was sent by the corpse. Don't be afraid. Huh? So he mentioned that there's a lot of wealth sitting under her bed. So king understood, and then he found all that, and he gave it to sannyasi. So he took happily all this wealth and came back to his business, celebrating Bhagavad festivals. And after some time, all that money gone again. So he again came to the same corpse to pick up from that burnt body, from the corpse. And then at that time, again the corpse spoke out. Stop! It's not good for you. And since you are being such an elevated person, doing such a ugly thing, taking out the wealth from the corpse, you will have next life. You will be living impure. You will have impure life. Something that was there, and so it is said. The Maharaj mentioned that the same lady, the same corpse, it takes birth as Chintamani. So this is how Bilamangal Thakur in his next life He became attached to this Chintamani, and finally, see how Chintamani gave him nice instruction. Many times we get in confusion. This is Vilomangal Thakur or Surdas, which is one celebrated Hindi poet also. Also, he was a devotee also. They say similar story, but I found that the Surdas was blind, born blind, and he has some spiritual power from his childhood. But Vilomangal Thakur's story is different. We should not mix up, just in case, just to make it sure. So this is what Vilomangal Thakur. So as he got instruction from this Chintamani, and as he was, just to really accept the words and follow it, he was heading towards Vrindavan. On the way, he saw another woman, very beautiful. She was fetching water in the well, and she was going to her house. He followed all the way to her house. And as she reaches home, and she goes inside and says, she tells her husband that this man is following me for a long distance. Ask him what he wants. So her husband comes out and says, so how can I serve you? He said, your wife, she's very beautiful. I'd like to meet her. I'd like to embrace her. So, as we know, the real Vedic kind of style of household, that any person comes as a guest, you should respect him, you should offer your service, whatever you can. So this is the service he's doing now. Okay, this is a guest, he wants my wife. So he said, okay, you go to him, he wants to meet you. So as he comes very close to him, he said, okay, that's good enough. Give me your hairpins. Give me your hairpins. What will you do with this? No, it has a purpose. He said, give me your hairpins. She gives hairpins, and he immediately puts those hairpins in his eyes. He plucked out his eyes. So because of these eyes, I've been thrown in this horrible situation, being attracted to women. Now I will not have eyes. I will not have eyes, so I will not see anyone. Better I can think of Krishna in this way. So then he goes with no eyes as he walks toward Vrindavan. So in this way he becomes more and more attached to Krishna. It is said that Krishna would come and hear him. And that's also, we used to sing those prayers during the Purushottam months, right? And Kartik also. I bound you now. You can't get away from me. You may physically go away, but I have tied you up in my heart. You will never be able to go away. What's that sloka? No. Yeah, that's the beginning, but. Okay, anyway, so that's the thing. The power of the word, even if this class comes from the prostitute, if one really hears and try to follow, that can give you the great benefit. It happens, we hear Bhagavatam every day, right? Nityam Bhagavatam Bhagavata Sevaya. But we hear and we let go, we don't really take it. Or we already doing it, so we don't really, look for that again. So there was another story also Madan Prabhu told. I was noting his lectures. He said there was one Brahmin couple. One Brahmin couple, where they were residing, where they were living, very close by there was another prostitute lived. So, yeah, this Brahman, somewhere he was a little bit degraded in his mind, even though he was doing regularly his Brahminical activity, but in his mind he would always think, you know, if I could associate with that lady, the prostitute. And his wife could understand his mindset, his mentality. But the thing is, the Brahman was so poor, he didn't have money. So the wife of this Brahman, understanding her husband's desire, she went to that prostitute and she started serving her. You know, doing all kinds of menial service to please her. So, you know, one day she asked, why are you doing all this? What do you want? So she then exposed that my husband is very attached to you, but he can't associate with you because he, you know, we don't have money. So I'm coming to offering this service to please you. He said, okay. Sounds strange, but anyway, so you bring him. So they come, and meanwhile, so this prostitute, she cooked two preps. She cooked meat in golden pot, and she cooked the vegetarian food in iron pot. So as they arrived, she offered this to this Brahman, and she mentioned, okay, this is meat cooked in golden pot, and this is vegetarian food that you usually use. It is an iron pot. So which one you accept? So Brahman said, well, naturally, I'm Brahman, so I accept not meat, but this sattvic food, vegetarian. So then she explains, so let's see. Your wife is sattvic. She's vegetarian. And I may be looking beautiful, but I'm untouchable. So better you be happy with your wife, you know. You be happy with your wife, and it's good for you. So that's what it explains, you know. When a man is bereft of intelligence, or when a man becomes unfortunate and does not understand the value and importance of his wife, then it's considered degraded. Prabhupada goes on in the purport, he mentions the Bhagavad Gita, text, chapter 9, text 32. O son of Pritha, even the low-born chandalas, and those who are born in a family of unbelievers, and even the prostitutes shall attain perfection of life if they take shelter of unalloyed devotional service to me. Because in the path of devotional service there are no impediments due to degraded birth and occupation. The path is open for everyone who agreed to follow it. So, yeah, I just can't remember. I was in Guyana one time, when it was 2008? 2008, Bhagavad Saptah. I spent 3 weeks there. So in the course of speaking Bhagavad Sapta, I was kind of explaining, telling the story, Ajamil's story. So I was mentioning the prostitute. So next time, Kesha Prabhu came to me and said, people are complaining, why are you talking about the prostitutes? Yeah, that's right. You know, I guess they have a strong culture there, so, you know, prostitutes are not known, right? So then people are not happy to hear prostitutes. Or maybe the other way is that, you know, we should respect the women, not calling them prostitute. We can call them Mataji, which is not accepted here though. We can call them Prabhu. Right? Okay. Yeah. So Ajamilu was attracted to one Prabhu, which was not good. That makes sense, right? Anyway, there was one Prabhu named Pingala in Bhagavatam, it says. Yeah? Pingalavan. Anyway. So we can call them Prabhu instead of prostitutes, if that makes sense. So another story in Srimad, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, the prostitutes. There was Ramchandra Khan, who was the leader of that area where Haridas Thakur was. After he left his house, Haridas Thakur spent some time, some months maybe, in the forest. He built a little hut, and he kept his tulsi, and then he was chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. How many times? He said he took a vow of chanting 1 million holy name, 10 million holy name in 1 month. So Prabhupada gives a figure there in the purport in Chaitanya Charitamrita that 33,333 times he had to chant a holy name each day. No, is it? I guess I'm wrong. So in 1 month that comes to 99999, and then you chant 10 more, then becomes 10 million. No, just 10 more. Okay. So Ramchandra Khan was so envious of Vaishnavas, and especially because Haridas Thakur comes from Muslim family. Muscle man, you know. Muscle man. We call Musalman in English is a muscle man. Mohammedan family, Prabhupada says. So therefore, why being born in Musalman family and he is taking the Hindu culture, that's not very good. That's very bad for us. So he wanted to punish him, or he just wanted to make him degraded from his path. So he would bring many prostitutes and try and ask them, you follow my order, you go to him and try to make him Bhrashta. Bhrashta means degraded or deviated from his path. So one of the prostitutes was very beautiful. The name is not mentioned there. Very beautiful. She said, Kali ami haribo tahar mon. So very first word she said, haribo. Haribo means I will steal away. But saying that word in Bengali, haribo, there's Lord Vishnu's name, Hari. So, this, you know, she's getting already purified, you know, with the thought of Haridas Thakur. And then as she goes that evening to Haridas Thakur, she bows down to Tulsi, first of all. And then she bows down to Haridas Thakur. And then she sits on the doorstep where Haridas Thakur is sitting and chanting. She said, oh, you are so beautiful. You are so beautiful. Which woman can keep herself without obtaining you? I would like to have a unity with you. Please accept me as your servant, maid servant. Haridas Thakur said, yeah, no problem. I will accept you, but you know, I have taken this vow to chant certain rounds of holy name every day. Once I finish this, I will for sure. So meanwhile, you sit here and wait, Haridas Thakur said. So she was, you know, she could just go, you know, and then she could just, you know, force him to fulfill her desire. But she submissively sat there and waited for a whole night. So her submission was there, and Haridas Thakur was pleased to hear, to see her. She is submissive. Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport that Haridas Thakur didn't want to enjoy her. That was not his intention. He really wanted deliver her, to make her devotee. So then in the whole night passed, Haridas Thakur didn't finish his chanting. In the morning, he said, well, it's too late. I'm going to go. I'll come back tonight. She goes and tells Ramchandra Khan, yes, He said, yes, he will fulfill my desire, so tonight it will happen. It will happen. So she comes next evening again, does the same thing. Again she bows down to Tulsi, again she bows down to Haridas Thakur, and she sits there. Now by now, because last night she heard whole night the Harinam, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Ram Hare Hare, hearing this on and on continuously whole night, her heart is already getting purified. Now, second night she comes, she also tried to chant, in a maybe mocking way, and Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, in the beginning. But then later on she got really into it, you know, Hare Krishna. She was chanting, chanting, and then that also night passed. The third night she comes, and then she apologized. You know, I came here to seduce you by the order of Ramchandra Khan. Please forgive me. Please deliver me from my disagreeable situation. Haridas Thakur said, I understood. I knew that Ramchandra Khan is a bad guy. But I'm not worried about it. I really wanted that you accept this. And then you will get Krishna's favor very soon. So then, of course there was no name mentioned, right? So she said, so what should I do? What can I do? He said, you go home and distribute anything, any wealth you have to the brahmanas. And then you come back here, you stay in this ashram, and then chant holy name in front of Tulsi. Very soon, Krishna will favor you. Krishna, you will receive the mercy of Krishna. So by instructing like this, Haridas Thakur left the area and this place. So in this way here. Now here we see the one prostitute here, she gave instruction to Vilamangal Thakur, as you go, worship Krishna. Don't be attached to me, you know, this insignificant body. What a beauty I have. She has another prostitute here, she gets initiated by Haridas Thakur and takes the process of devotional service, Hare Krishna. So that means everyone, each and every person, no matter what the social status they have, either prostitute, mostitute, whatever they have the right to worship Krishna. And they have right to obtain Krishna by chanting the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. I have a question for you. What is the difference in the between the prostitutes and the heavenly apsaras? What's the difference? More or less the same? Yeah, I just wanted to know how is the difference.
Well, you can just repeat, but I'm just thinking that they get paid here in the earthly planet.
On the earthly planet, the prostitutes are, it's actually a financial exchange.
Business. Okay.
But it seems like my speculation is that's not the case in the heavenly planets. I mean, I don't know what happens in the heavenly planet. I forgot.
Anyone else who would like to illuminate that point? What happens in the heavenly planets? Prangovindapur, Cheshapur? No? What's the difference between the prostitutes here in this planet and in the heavenly planet, the apsaras, they was called heavenly angels? Right. What is the difference? They do the same business, right?
No?
No?
How they are doing the same business?
Why not?
Because over there, that's the standard. And here is not a standard.
Oh, okay. So standard-wise, different.
Yeah.
So, all right. Thank you. Now, because I was thinking that Urvashi was married, she was with Puru Rabha long time ago, and many many generations later, when Arjuna went to heavenly planet, she again wanted to marry Arjuna. Right?
That's okay. That's
for them, there was no problem, right?
There is no sin.
Yeah, no sin for them. It is Shankar Mataji.
We have to consider that the apsaras are on heavenly planets. How do you get to heavenly planets? By pious activities. Mm-hmm. So there's a vast difference between the prostitutes here on this earth and the heavenly planet inhabitants.
Okay, so the because of their so much piety there, they are able to stay there and do whatever entertainment they do. Here, here people are not so pious, therefore they become prostitutes. But some prostitutes are devotees. It's mentioned here. Those prostitutes in Dwarka, they are devotees. And they are... Hare Krishna.
Oh, Hare Krishna Prabhu. Yeah. Thank you for your class. I have two questions. The first one is something you mentioned that, you know, women who are unchaste are considered prostitutes. But why doesn't the same thing apply to men? Or is it not mentioned? You know, we talk about the women being unchaste.
Yes, and but, yeah, I mentioned that.
Yeah, but the men, you know, they're unchaste because there's unchaste men going to them. So that's my first question. And the second one is, I have some difficulty understanding why there are prostitutes in Dwarka when this is... first of all, is it just Dwarka on earth or Dwarka in Vaikuntha also? You know, that's one question. And then if everybody there is, you know, purely serving Krishna, how is it possible that there are prostitutes there and that people have those desires?
Okay. So that's why Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport that it's better to maintain the prostitutes in one section of the state or country. So that anyone who is not happy in his guest and not happy with his wife, then he can go, and then so he does not have to seduce anybody else for prostitution. So it's better to have. Srila Prabhupada writes, it's better to have one section of the country like that, so that the whole the society goes on. Sanctity of society can be maintained. So otherwise, you know, that facility is not available, then, you know, people can do all kinds of stuff to seduce the other women for prostitution. So that's why Srila Prabhupada writes here. So, and that is in Dwarka, here in this earth, because he's returning from Hastinapur, and after so many months, he's returning. And so everybody is going to see Krishna, to meet him, to get his favor. So this section of the country, of Dwarka, you know, all this Varamukhya, not everybody came, but the mainly known, very popular prostitutes got their Mercedes and came to see Krishna. On the Yanai, Satasha, Yanai, on their they were not walking. They came, let's say, they came on the chariot to see Krishna, to welcome Krishna. And so they were respected in that way, that, you know, they are also the citizen of our, you know, in the country. So then in 11th canto, okay, does it answer your question? Okay. Okay, so, and the first question, as you said, I mentioned here also that the man who is not happy with his wife, or man who does not understand the value of his wife, is unchaste. Is considered unchaste. So, and that's why he's degraded. But nevertheless, he can still worship Krishna, and, you know, he can get the favor of Krishna once he's purified. In 11th canto, the story of Pingala, another Prabhu there, prostitute, is mentioned. Pingala was one night, and this Avadhuta Brahmana is telling the story of Avadhuta, that I also learned one thing from her, you know, he said. So one night, this Pingala came out of her door, and, you know, as usual, she would always come out and wait for someone to, some passerby, By seeing her beauty, he will stop there, and then he will enjoy her, and then this way she can get money. But that particular night, when the Brahmana is telling the story, she got nobody for whole night. And she goes in and out, she being so restless, nobody came tonight. Nobody came. She became so hopeless. The whole night passed, and in the morning, she said, it's useless. My life is useless, my body is useless to spend like this in hope of someone. So finally she comes into conclusion that asahi paramam dukkham, keeping hope on someone is such greatest misery. Nairasyam paramam sukham, being hopeless is the greatest happiness, being hopeless. I mean, not to hope from anyone. There is a story in Mahabharata, Sanjaya tells Dhritarashtra that, Mahabharata, the fight is almost over. At the last day, Sanjaya is fighting, and Dhritarashtra is still hoping that Sanjaya will emerge victorious. My goodness, so what a hope. Sanjaya said, Gate Bhishme, Gate Drone, Karne cha Vinipatite, Asha Valvati Rajan Salyo Jashati Pandava. Bhishma Pitama, my grandfather, is already lying on the floor, on the arrowhead. Guru Dronacharya is already killed. Karna, who was so-called a very brave Kshatriya, who was Shutaputra. He was also killed already. Now you think that Salya is going to be victorious upon Pandava? Shame on you, man. Think of it. Asha Valavati Rajan Salya Jashiti Pandava. That's the thing. So, hope against hope. But of course, in devotional life, the hope against hope is considered a great quality. Asha Vanda Samudkantha Namagane Sadaruchi. Asabandha, so we have to have a hope that Krishna will protect me. Whatever misery I go through, but one day Krishna will protect me. Krishna will not let me go. Was that Name Bhakta Pranashati? Iti Sansmritya Sansmritya Pranam Sandharayam Rupa Goswami writes in the prayer. You said, my Lord, that Name Bhakta Pranashati, my devotee will never perish. So I think that point always. And therefore I'm holding my life. That means Krishna will protect me. Krishna will protect me. Krishna will not let me go down. So therefore I'm keeping my life. Therefore this is how I'm keeping my life. Krishna will protect me. Her realization that Pingala comes, Pingala Prabhu. Her realization was that finally my Lord, who is sitting right in my heart, being pleased with me, looks like that he didn't send me anyone to enjoy me. Nunamme Bhagavan Prito, Vishnu Sarvagva Asaya, something like that. So then she said, now, from now, I'm not hoping. I'm not expecting anyone, and I'm giving up this profession. So then, because the whole night she was waiting for someone, she didn't sleep. By coming to this point that hoping to this mortal man is just not, just simply a miserable condition. So finally she get to the point that I must worship Krishna to get unlimited happiness. Then she goes to the bed and she sleeps for that day. And then that's how she becomes self-realized. Okay, so let me read the last part of the purport. It appears that the prostitutes of Dwarka, who were so eager to meet the Lord, were all his unalloyed devotees. And thus they were all on the path of salvation. According to the above version of Bhagavad Gita, the Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada gives this very interesting translation here. It's not a literal translation of, as you find in Bhagavad Gita. Here he mentions the prostitution. Striyo vaishyas tatha shudras tepi yanti paramgatim. Right? So, there is a vaishya, not vaishya. Prostitute is known as, in Sanskrit, vaishya. Vaishya is prostitute. Vaishya is merchant, what's it called? Mercantile man. So, that's very interesting to hear. Therefore, the truly reformation, the only reformation that is necessary in a society is to make an organized effort to turn the citizens into devotees of the Lord. And thus, all good qualities of the denizens of heaven will overtake them in their own way. On the other hand, those who are non-devotees have no good qualifications whatsoever, however they may be materially advanced. The difference is that the devotees of the Lord are on the path of liberation, whereas the non-devotees are on the path of further entanglement in material bondage. The criterion of advancement of civilization is whether the people are educated and advanced on the path of salvation. Okay, Hare Krishna. So any questions? Comments? Corrections? Thank you. Yes, Prabhu.
Since you mentioned corrections, although it's not correction, it's just maybe to balance things a bit. In the first paragraph of the purport, Prabhupada's talking about the cause of prostitution in society. When you were speaking about it, I got the impression that you were emphasizing more the disqualification of the women, and that's why prostitution existed in society. But actually, Prabhupada, in the purport, he emphasizes the disqualification of the man, and that's why the need for prostitution in society is there. So just in the sake of, for the sake of balance.
Thank you. Any other points? Jai Jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Ki jai. Hari, Hari.